StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And Lopez, I want you to know, anytime that you want another hit of smelling salts, I'll make that happen for you.
Is it still strong enough?
Why are you asking me when the best way to find out is opening the bottle?
I was trying to set him up.
Buddy, you're not going to get me. I'm too clever for that. My third eye is open, friend. I see.
Tell me if it's still good.
I overstand
but
what
your
you're
nose
doing.
Ain't open.
I see right. What you did there. appreciate you rocking with us on this Friday. Big 7-2 victory, baby.
Yeah, man.
They basically just flipped the score of the game that they had the day prior versus Detroit.
I didn't notice.
You didn't? 7-2 victory for your Astros.
I think about that pitcher for the Orioles. Man, he gave up 7 runs in 2 games against Brandy the Astros,
yeah,
so, right?
Yeah, he did.
Even more credence to the idea that Lopez jinxed him because it was the only time
just
that man got
early,
a win,
man.
Or pitched incredibly well was the day the guarantee
Lopez
would
have been a god if you said that yesterday, man.
That was the last piece of a parlay, too.
That's the crazy thing. Just, what was that, 6 days difference?
Yeah.
If you made your guarantee 6 days later, we'd have been in an entirely different place.
You would have been in here peacocking, man.
Look at you.
And we wouldn't know anything about no bath salt, whatever y'all got. What's that?
Smelling salt. Bath salt is something else, friend.
Yeah. Next bet.
Who is we in that circumstance? Because I am
you
not included
your,
in
your
that.
Next bet.
Yeah,
when you call something a lock again.
Yeah, I'm not about to be in that space. But
we'll be eating our hand and stuff.
Again, I don't know when you started speaking French because we. Yeah. That's not meaning what I think we mean.
This turned into a Florida show.
Yeah, must be two we's because not that. Yeah. But yeah, offense got going and a number of innings with crooked numbers like that. That was the big thing for me. And so let's make it very simple. 713-572-4610. Is this a short-term thing? Is it a long-term thing? Like, do you believe that this says something more about the Astros, or was this just a good game?
It was more of a Band-Aid for me, but you take it. It felt good. It was one of those that they were desperately needed. You know how, like, when a two-year-old, and I've got experience with this with my granddaughter, when she falls and it's not really that bad a thing, she still wants a Band-Aid, you know, because it's cool.
Or wants you to kiss it.
Yeah, or kiss it and then put a Band-Aid on. It's not even scratched, and then she feels better. That was last night's Astros game. I don't know how much, you know, it really
so
was.
That was a boo-boo.
It wasn't meaningful. It wasn't a meaningful, you know, thing to me because Jesus Sanchez went 5-for-5, man, after going 0-for-27.
Yeah, he was due. I love that about baseball logic. It's either, man, he's in a slump or he's due.
Yeah,
right. Like he's never going to hit again, or he's going to hit very well very soon.
Yeah,
and it is a Schrodinger's box of sorts.
Exactly.
And we got the good side of this. Which mm-hmm. look, maybe he's just out of this now. Especially when you hit five, when you get five hits, either he really was all over Brandon Young,
mm-hmm.
or he's figured something out, and now that's going to be a very vital, important piece that you have going forward.
That's the question, because you can look at it this way. You know, last night, Jesus Sanchez, Christian Walker, and Victor Caratini were the three big bats. That's not exactly something you would expect every night.
No. However, if you come into this season mm-hmm. and you look at those guys and you go, are those guys going to be, like, mm-hmm. helpful for you? I mean, obviously, you didn't know Jesus Sanchez was going to be on the team, but if you had had some level of foresight of that, you go, oh, yeah, you need those guys to be mm-hmm. solid bats. Yeah, I think that this could actually be somewhat revelatory for this Astros team because, again, if you can continue this forward, Christian Walker is a guy that we'd been lamenting for a long part of this season, and mm-hmm. yes, he'd found a little bit of a level, but it definitely wasn't the level that we were anticipating to begin the season. Like he still has a negative WAR, which mm-hmm. is a cumulative stat.
Yeah.
So I mean, like at some point you were hoping that he could dig himself back up out of this, but having a game like that, like if we can get Christian Walker to kind of give you more of those, I think you end up in a much better place just off of that alone, right? Because mm-hmm. You know, Carlos Correa. You know, you have Altuve. Those are guys you can depend on a little bit more consistently. If you add in a Christian Walker doing that, now you have a nice little block of guys, especially with someone on the horizon maybe making it back to the big.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, here's how I would put it. Jesus Sanchez, Christian Walker, Victor Caratini, not exactly the way you would draw it up, but that's how they got to first place, by having players that you wouldn't necessarily expect all the time. We all remember the big run they made when they ended up 20 games over 500 and everything else. It was different guys every day, and it wasn't necessarily always guys that you would expect. So maybe it was more than a Band-Aid. Maybe these guys are going to be significant pieces. I still think, though, that it, you know, ultimately it's going to come down to the next 3 days in terms of confidence level going down the true final stretch here, because, you know, you've got McCullers, Javier, and Arrighetti, and you know, you got to get something out of those guys. We've talked about that, but here's the other part that I'm wondering: is it a Band-Aid, or you feel pretty good about it? You feel good about the win, but feel pretty good about things, I should say. You got to get Yordan's ass up here, man. I don't care about it. Well, he's going to play again. No, man.
You said, screw these rehab starts.
Put him on a plane to Baltimore.
The rehab starts are really good, though.
Well, yes.
He's hitting the mess out of them baseballs.
And that's why you put him on a plane to Baltimore.
But you need another rehab start at this point.
You don't. Put him on a plane to Baltimore today. Today, put it. Because you need those guys that can do that thing to really bolster your lineup. Jose Altuve needs to get going.
Yeah.
What does he have? I was thinking of someone else. Is it Camp? I forget. But anyway, Jose Altuve has been struggling a little bit. You got to get him going. Get Yordan.
Oh, you were talking
here.
About Cam Smith.
Cam Smith
like a 207 batting average or whatever.
Cam Smith is the other one. So you got to get these guys up here because you can't necessarily count on Sanchez, Walker, and Caratini, you know, every night.
Now, of course, I've decided to, again, take the more optimistic approach. I'm going to go to my alter ego, Negative Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
If you were inclined to go, this is just a Band-Aid, this is just a blip, and I'm not willing to believe it, I could easily see it because 9 of your 12 hits in this game happened while Brandon Young's on the mound. All 7 of your runs in this game happened while Brandon Young's on the mound. And again, outside of the one day where he decided to all of a sudden become Ty Cobb or something out there last Friday against your Astros, he has not been a good pitcher in the league. And so, yeah, you took advantage of a bad pitcher, which is something that you should do if you're a good team, a bad team, or any other team that's a professional one. But you did do that, and I don't know how much you can actually forecast that forward. If that was the stance point that you took, I could not be mad at you one bit.
No, I totally agree. Hey, enjoy the win, but I wouldn't say, okay, yeah, things are getting right all of a sudden, but please get Yordan back up here. He's not going to fix everything. We've established that. But if you can get Altuve going a little bit, obviously Jeremy Peña, Cam Smith, and then you have some relatively, you know, successful starts from McCullers, Javier, and Arrighetti. Well, then you're going to hold the Mariners off. You know, you have a good chance of doing it.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting to watch as we continue forward. And, yeah, the weekend will definitely give you a better idea on that front. But also, I think, as you were talking about, the offense. We needed offense. It's going to be vital for this team if they want to achieve any of the goals that were set out before them at the beginning of the season. And you've got some guys who are, you know, not the greatest pitchers, but I imagine will give you a level of litmus test. You're Cade Povich tonight. He has a 4.98 ERA, which again does not scare you, but I mean you've had bad games against worse
what happened
of
last
late,
Friday?
Right? don't even stop on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then Sunday. Speaking of Sunday, you'll get Dean Kramer again. So these are guys that you're going to need to show up against. And can this offense continue to put crooked numbers up on the board? That begins tonight when you have Cade Povich on the mound for the Orioles, and then you look over and of course Lance McCullers Jr. goes for the Astros. So we will be watching that tonight with great interest. But again, it was just good to see, whether it was a Band-Aid or not, it was really good to see a good amount of runs come up and happen early in the game, especially, and give this team some confidence.
3-4-6 I don't know what to believe.
That's correct. That is the right answer, by the way. Everything that we said for the last 10 minutes does not matter. The right answer is
I don't know.
We will see. But there you go. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Because speaking of the Astros, the bullpen got a little bit of love, if this is what we want to call love. You add Craig Kimbrell to this bullpen. He will join the Major League Club immediately. And in honor of that, who's a player or coach in sports that you did not like but were forced to cheer for? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.